can make a living out of loving you. If I can make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I keep doing what I love and loving what I do. If I can make a living out of loving you.
The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sentencing in the hush money trial set for July 11th for Donald Trump. The former president, though, already vowing to fight the conviction for falsifying business records ahead of the 2016 election.
We're going to be appealing.
Over remarks that ran more than half an hour, after which he took no questions, the former president vowed to appeal his conviction, and he blasted the man who oversaw the trial.
He wouldn't allow us to talk. He wouldn't allow us to do anything. The judge was a tyrant.
It's Judge Juan Merchan who will now determine Trump's sentence. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden today calling Trump's claims that the trial was rigged or politically motivated reckless to democracy. The president also calling for an end to the war between Israel and Hamas, urging both sides to agree to a ceasefire proposal that includes phases to release hostages along with boosting aid into Gaza. The NBA Finals are set. The Boston Celtics facing off with the Dallas Mavericks. The series starts June 6 on the Celtics' home floor. This is ABC News. New York City increasing security for the first Israel Day parade since the October 7th attacks.
While acknowledging protests over the war between Israel and Hamas have been mostly peaceful in New York, Mayor Eric Adams says for this weekend's Israel Day parade,
we are not going to allow any unlawfulness and any disruption of any a celebration of one's heritage in the city.
No bands or music this year. Organizers say they'll be focusing on the hostages being held by Hamas. The message, bring them home. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
Jennifer Lopez canceling her 2024 North America tour. Live Nation representative saying that the entertainer is taking time off to be with her children, family, and close friends. In a statement, Lopez saying she's completely heartsick about letting her fans down. President Biden this hour giving a White House welcome to the Kansas City Chiefs, the 2023 Super Bowl champs. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville,
375-5353.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you, and by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would not be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. Look for mostly cloudy conditions tonight with a chance of a few showers, mainly late in the northwest part of the area, low 58. Light rain early tomorrow, then clearing with some sun by the evening, high 74, and decreasing clouds tomorrow night with a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at around 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 78 degrees.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Governor Tony Evers today announced three appointments to the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The governor has appointed Tim Nixon, Jack Salzwedel, and Desmond Adango. These appointments fill the vacancies created by the expiration of three former appointees' terms that expired this month. Nixon's appointment fills the vacancy created by the expiration of Regent Bob Atwell's term. Nixon is a commercial lawyer at Godfrey & Kahn for the firm's bankruptcy and financial restructuring team. He earned his bachelor's degree from UW-Green Bay, his master's degree from the Robert M. La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison, and his law degree from the University of Wisconsin Law School. Salzwedel's appointment fills the vacancy created by the expiration of Regent Mike Jones's term. Salzwedel is the former chair and CEO of American Family Mutual Insurance Company, a position he held from 2011 to 2021. He has served on several boards, including the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors, the American Family Children's Hospital Development Advisory Board, the Aldo Leopold Foundation, the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce, United Way of Dane County, and the UW Chancellor's Advisory Board, among many others. Tim Nixon's and Jack Salzwedel's term expires May 1, 2031. Desmond Adango's appointment fills the non-traditional student regent position and the vacancy created by the expiration of Regent Jennifer Statton's term for a term that expires May 1, 2026. Adango is a student at UW Oshkosh, where he is double majoring in economics and environmental studies. He has also obtained a certificate in geographic information systems. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo Emergency Medicine Physician Dr. Joseph Hansen was honored this week. Every year, the SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo Mission Awareness Team honors a deserving physician with the St. Luke the Physician Award. Recipients uphold an exceptional dedication to the values of SSM Health, which include compassion, stewardship, excellence, community, and respect. Dr. Hansen was honored with the award during a medical staff meeting. Dr. Hansen was nominated for the award by four people. Each of the nominations were read at the ceremony. The common thread among his nominations focused on his compassionate bedside manner with patients and families and his dedication to educate both staff and patients. The hospital's mission awareness team began recognizing exceptional physicians with the St. Luke the Physician Award in 2002. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in the Chippewa Valley Thursday to announce an investigation into inhaler prices. According to Senator Baldwin, the investigation found that the four major pharmaceutical companies that sell inhalers were charging between $200 and $600 for each one. But as a result of the investigation, three of those companies have agreed to cap out-of-pocket costs to $35 per month. She says residents claim they've not followed their doctor's orders because they can't afford the inhalers. Congressman Derek Van Orden was in Osseo Thursday afternoon to tour a local family farm and discuss the 2024 Farm Bill. The bill was passed by the House Committee on Agriculture just a few days ago and includes provisions like helping formerly incarcerated people get job training, allowing people convicted of drug crimes to get access to SNAP benefits, and expanding access to the programs for college-age children. The bill must be completed by September 30th, or Congress could vote to extend last year's bill. The ransomware attack on Ascension is still causing an impact. The healthcare provider has been dealing with a hacker for almost a month. With hackers restricting access to parts of its network, the incident has affected operations across Ascension's hospitals and clinics, prompting the organization to seek assistance from the FBI. Some doctors were able to regain partial access to electronic medical records this week. However, the recovery process remains ongoing. The upcoming sentencing of former President Donald Trump has cast a shadow of uncertainty over the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Trump's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th, 4 days before the convention starts. With that sentencing, there is a possibility that the Republican candidate for president may be incarcerated and unable to attend the event. Milwaukee RNC planners have yet to address the potential implications of the verdict. First Lady Jill Biden will be in downtown Milwaukee this evening to speak during the opening ceremonies of Festa Italiana. Her address is scheduled for around 6 o'clock. Festa Italiana returns to the Summerfest grounds this year. The Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is this Saturday from 6:30 to 10:30. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
The Denny and Candy Putz and Nordine Bud and Julie Putz families will be hosting the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast Saturday, June 1st from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m., rain or shine, at their Level Acres Dairy Farm facility at 91 West Clyde Street in Avoca, Wisconsin. The first Iowa County Dairy Breakfast was held in 1985. Sherry Brookish, Iowa County Dairy Promotion Committee member, said this is the 40th year for the breakfast. The Iowa County Dairy Promotion Committee was formed 40 years ago by Iowa County farmers to help educate consumers and promote the dairy industry. Here's Candy Putz with more on the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast.
Saturday, adults are $10, children are $5, and 3 and under is free. They'll have pancakes, eggs, sausage, milk, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream. They'll have a cow train there for the kids. They'll have live music, face painting. The 4-H is going to do face painting for the kids. And everybody can walk through the parlor and see how we milk the cows. They can see baby calves, and then go to the free stall and see cows, and they can see the feed that they eat, and they can walk around and look at the farm.
The Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be at 6:30 a.m. June 1st at Level Acres Dairy Farm Facility at 91 West Clyde Street in Avoca, Wisconsin. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Mineral Point will host a tour of home Saturday from 10 to 4. This event offers a unique opportunity to step inside some of Mineral Point's most beautiful and interesting homes. While many people associate Mineral Point with the sandstone miners' cottages, this tour offers something different by showing a diverse array of homes, each with its own story to tell. From well-preserved historic residents to new construction, the tour showcases the wide range of homes in Mineral Point. Tickets for the tour of homes are $30 per person and can be purchased in advance at mineralpoint.com. Adults are invited to go back to camp. Adult summer camp will be held at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center in Monona Saturday, August 24th from 2 to 7. The summer camp will include activities and locally brewed beverages. At Camp Aldo, for the suggested minimum donation, attendees will receive an aluminum cup to fill with the beverages of their choice, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, as they enjoy a camp experience designed for them. Activities include fort building, pond dipping, obstacle courses, survival challenges, camp crafts, nature art, capture the flag, yard games, campfire songs, and more. This is a ticketed event. Registration is now open. Register by June 1st and receive a 20% discount. The suggested donation after June 1st is $50. Campers must be 21 years of age by the event date to register for adult summer camp. Free parking is available at Ahuska Park with a free shuttle that will run every 15 to 20 minutes. Food carts will also be available for a fee. For more information, go online to AldoLeopoldNatureCenter.org or call 608-221-0404, extension 1. The 2024 Richland Center Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade will be held Saturday, June 15th. Country Roots and Cowboy Boots will step off at 10:30. Parade registration is now open. If you would like to enter a unit in the parade, simply log on to the Greater Richland Tourism website at richlandcenterwi.gov/tourism. For more information, call Marty Richards at 608-630-2452. That's 630-2452.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58, of Ithaca, died Sunday at Meritor Hospital after a courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Keysville Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to Walk with Grace or the family. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58, of Ithaca. Margaret Purim Johnson, 88, of Spring Green, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The family is encouraging those in attendance to wear red or Wisconsin Badgers apparel in honor of Margaret's love for the Wisconsin Badgers. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the River Valley Music Boosters or Spring Green Art Fair. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Margaret Purim Johnson, 88, of Spring Green. Dorothy Ann Miller, 90, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A funeral service will be held at 1 Monday at the Backroads Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Backroads Church Sunday from 3 until 6, and again Monday from noon until the time of service at 1. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Miller, 90, of Boscobel. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center, died May 17th at Harvest Guest Home. A celebration of life will be held Monday at 4 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 2 until the time of service at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock, died suddenly Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held next Friday, June 7th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Friday, June 7th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center. David Leon Jewell, 70, of Madison, formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for David Leon Jewell, 70, of Madison, formerly of Richland Center.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a super sunny and warm day today where high temperatures scraped 80 degrees with that nice south wind, now we're looking at clouds starting to build in and thicken. There's a chance of a few spotty showers start to push in, mainly late, into northwest areas. Lows will fall to the upper 50s and we'll all likely be waking up to some light rain early in the morning. With showers starting to dissipate after lunch, some clouds will start to clear by sunset. Highs will have hit the mid-70s and falling to the mid-50s overnight. With calm winds, we could see some patchy fog early Sunday morning, which also means a lot of sunshine. And warm temperatures returning. In fact, once again, we're going to spike to 80 degrees, making a picture-perfect dry, and warm Sunday. Soak it up, because we get drenched next week. As soon as Monday, we'll be under overcast and cloudy skies with highs in the upper 70s, scattered showers throughout the day, and some strong thunderstorms possible too. As of right now, it looks like we get a little break Tuesday afternoon. It'll be warm and breezy with highs hitting the mid-80s. Yeah, not to mention the humidity on the rise, so feeling kind of sticky. This is when it looks like a cold front is going to be smacking into the state, firing up strong to severe showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday afternoon that will roll into the evening, leaving us with highs on Wednesday a touch cooler in the low 80s under partly sunny skies with breezy winds still. As the winds crank and turn out of the north on Thursday, it's going to take us down a notch even more, falling to the mid-70s. But it's going to feel quite pleasant and be beautiful too, with partly sunny skies. So to recap the weekend briefly, it'll be wet tomorrow, dry and warm on Sunday. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening and have a wonderful weekend, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 77 degrees after a daytime high of 79 and a morning low of 48. Yesterday's high was 73 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 is 91 degrees with a record low of 34 set back in 1965. Last year's high was 89 with a low of 54. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:34 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:24. The winds are out of the southeast at 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric rating is 30.06, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us, so we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. A two-run homer by catcher Gary Sanchez gave the Brewers a 6-4 win yesterday afternoon. Milwaukee won the series by taking 3 out of 4 at home. The Cubs fell below the 500 mark despite hitting 3 home runs, and reliever Brian Hudson got the pitching win despite giving up the tying run on homers twice. Joel Piguero notched his first save. The Brewers keep playing Chicago this weekend, but this time it's the White Sox. Tobias Myers gets the start for manager Pat Murphy. First pitch for tonight's game at AmFam Field will be at 7:10, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, starting with the pregame at 6:35. There is one final in the major leagues today, and the Cincinnati Reds have beat the Chicago Cubs by a score of 5-4. It won't happen anytime soon, but one of the newest Packers running back, Josh Jacobs, is trying to convince a former teammate to join him in Green Bay. Of course, wide receiver Davante Adams has a history here. Jacobs says he reached out to Adams asking, "You thinking about coming back?" The Packers don't have a true number one wide receiver right now, although there's a lot of pass-catching talent. Adams hasn't commented about the idea, though he has given quarterback Jordan Love positive reviews for his performance late last season.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service, premium, or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issue that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind. Insurance protection.
Badgers football fans will have to embrace Friday night football this season. Camp Randall Stadium will be home to two games. Coach Luke Fickell's team opens the season on Friday, August 30th, against Western Michigan. The other Friday game is the annual border battle against Minnesota. The Golden Gophers travel to Madison for a game on Black Friday, November 29th. The scheduling is unusual, but not new. Wisconsin opened last season at Purdue on a Friday. And the reconfiguration of the Kohl Center is going to unseat some season ticket holders for Badgers men's basketball. That is caused by changes being made for the hockey team. The rank will be reduced in width from 97 feet to 85. When it comes to basketball, that means 378 single seats will be replaced by 188 premium seats. The season ticket holders will have the opportunity to dig a little deeper and sit somewhere in the same part of the facility. The move is being made to generate more income for the UW Athletics Department. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Hogs were higher Friday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans were modestly lower on fund and technical selling. Near-term forecasts did have more planting delay in rain in parts of the Midwest. Still, overall, that planting pace was expected to stay ahead of the five-year average. July beans were down 4 3/4 at 12.05. August was 4.5 lower at 12.03.5. Supported by bull spreading, July bean meal was up $1.10 at $3.64.70. But following the lead of beans, July soybean oil was down 20 points at $45.52. Corn was modestly lower, watching U.S. planting activity with the potential for replanting or acreage switching in some areas. However, this spring's precipitation has recharged soil moisture, and that will be beneficial long term. July corn was down 2.5 at 4.46 1/4. September was 3 3/4 lower at 4.54. And wheat ended the session mixed. Forecasted rain in southwestern Russia did not meet expectations. France's soft wheat crop rating declined on the week, but Australia has seen an improvement in rainfall. July Chicago was down 2.5 at 6.78 1/2. July Kansas City was 3/4 lower at 7.08 3/4. July Minneapolis wheat on Friday was down 2 1/4 at 7.39 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were down, with most months sharply lower, with box beef lower at midday, watching direct cash cattle business. Brent Barnett has more on that in a moment. June live was down $1 at 181.55, and August was 132 lower at 178.45. August feeders were down 267 at 256.40. September feeder cattle were 255 lower at 258.12. And hogs were up modestly on the higher midday pork and the solid weekly export sales. June lean was 37 cents higher at 94.35, and July was up 17 at 97.12. Brent Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Cattle Country had some light trade reported in the north on Friday, with dress deals at $3.01, $3 lower than the previous week. The majority of southern live business took place on Thursday at $186, a dollar lower than the week prior. Asking prices were firm around $187 plus in the south and $303 to $305 in the north. Boxed beef closed lower, with choice down 84 cents at $313.20 and select 81 cents lower at $301.71. The Choice Select spread was $11.50. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and down more than 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed steady to lower. Barrows and gills at the National Daily Direct were down 46 cents, with a base range of 83 to 90. Estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 43,000 on the week and up more than 15,000 on the year. Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. University of Illinois Ag Economics Professor Scott Irwin says building the sustainable aviation fuel market for biofuels is a marathon, not a sprint.
It is a large potential market in the long run, but don't get caught up in the hype.
More news is next.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, It's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Fuel Economist says diesel prices have been dropping and farmers should consider locking in their fall supplies. Patrick DeHaan is head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy.
I think sometime at the end of June or early July is probably the best window of opportunity.
He tells Brownfield he expects prices to fall up to 25 cents per gallon over the next 4 to 6 weeks. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley is concerned about the impact high interest rates are having on the ag economy.
Going to spend $200,000 or $300,000 for a tractor, the rate of interest is a big factor in whether or not you're going to purchase that or whether that implement dealer is going to make a sale.
And John Deere has announced its intent to lay off some of its global production and salaried workforce in the coming months. The company has already announced 684 layoffs this year between plants in Iowa and Illinois. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
South America swamped. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Brazil is a major player in global corn and soybean production, and market analyst Michael Cordonier says the country has been dealing with historic flooding. He tells Brownfield 1 to 3 million tons of soybeans is estimated to be lost, and the impact could linger into the next growing season. More after this.
Farming can be stressful at times. Resources are available for those struggling. It's important to break the stigma around mental health challenges and encourage those struggling to seek professional help. The American Soybean Association supports Rural Minds, a leading nonprofit focused on improving mental health in rural communities. ASA and the United Soybean Board are dedicated to efforts that aid farmers in getting the tools they need for managing stress. Visit soygrowers.com, ruralminds.org, or search hashtag soyhelp.
At Compeer Financial, being here for you means something. With your loan, you access far more than financing. Enjoy member benefits like discounts on personal and business expenses, financial education, and special events, plus patronage, essentially reducing the costs of the funds you borrowed. Compeer Financial, here for you. Find out more today. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/member benefits. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Michael Cordonier is president of Soybean and Corn Advisor, and he says parts of Brazil are suffering from significant flooding.
The southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul had very, very heavy rains. The worst flooding in the state's history came at a very inopportune time. There were about 20% of the soybeans left to harvest in the state, and that state's the second biggest soybean producing state in Brazil. So estimates are there was maybe 5 million tons of soybeans in the field, and they're not going to harvest all those soybeans. The losses are estimated between 1 to 3 million tons, and it depends on where you're at. And also, there was lots of damage done to the infrastructure, roads and bridges, and even soybean crushing plants underwater, and storage facilities underwater. So in addition to not harvesting all the soybeans because they're flooded, and the soybeans being very poor quality because they're sitting out there in the rain, now we have to try to figure out how much of the soybeans in storage. could have been lost as well. And no one knows the extent of the damage yet. Everybody says it's too early to judge. You can't get around the state. Bridges are out. Roads are out. So it's very difficult to make a final assessment. So it's just a catastrophic situation for that state. And unfortunately, in parts of the state, this is the second flood in 6 months. They had floods in the same area, not as extensive, but in the same area last October, November. So a very bad situation in the state.
He tells Brownfield domestic grain markets are starting to account for Brazilian losses.
Now, the USDA last week lowered Brazil soybeans 1 million tons, and they said is due to just flooding in Rio Grande do Sul. And then CONAB, the Brazilian equivalent of the USDA, came out on Tuesday of this week, and they factored in a little bit as well. But both agencies said it's too early to judge the total extent of the damage because, like I said, it's too hard to get around. No one knows for sure. But the market factored in a little bit. But I think USDA will lower their number again for Brazil next month, and so will CONAB for both soybeans and corn in that state.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
To the graduating class of Hillsboro, may your graduation be the beginning of a lifetime filled with success, happiness, and fulfillment. Congratulations! Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU, Julie Cairns State Farm, Bailey Paint and Decorating, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
Hanging on, hanging on to everywhere you say every move you make. I'm hanging on, hanging on, wondering what's the next girl I can't wait. Ain't nothing like spending you around the room where everyone can see. Yeah, you hanging on. as you walked in. We got to drinking, wish I had to kiss it, wish I had to making stupid bets. Put it on my tab, the whiskey that we had, but give me that shirt right off your back. All I got from you is that Harley t-shirt, and guess what I'm gonna do? Go out with the girls, dance with the boys, run with the band. Next weekend, do it again. All I got from you is that Harley t-shirt. Baby, it was worth it.
Everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. They're located on 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancake sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
And hoping everybody's having a great Friday evening, I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight bringing you some great music and information. The Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge says it's 77 degrees under cloudy skies in Richland Center. It's kind of nice earlier. We had a little bit of sun, but those clouds are gathering in because Brittany Merlot says there is a chance of a few showers tonight, but mainly late, probably more so in the northwest part of the area, and we will have a low of 58 this evening. Just wanted to let you know, if you're hungry and are looking for some place to eat this evening, a smelt feed to benefit the Living Hope Mennonite School is being held until 8 o'clock at the Cradwell Memorial Building. Enjoy fresh fried smelt, hush puppies, potato salad, baked beans, dinner roll, and dessert. A free will offering will be accepted. And if you're out traveling this weekend, just want to let you know about a road closure. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has closed part of Highway 12 near Wisconsin Dells for construction through mid-July. The road is closed from the northern Sauk County line down to Highway 13 on the northwestern side of Wisconsin Dells. Detour includes Highway 13 and the interstate to get around the construction zone. And coming up next, we have Mr. Morgan Wallen with Thought You Should Know.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. So late, I just miss you, but anyway.
know.